This is episode 2044 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to our series we are exploring this week. It's all about your brain health and how to help you concentrate better. With all that's going on in the world, with all the distractions, with all the uncertainties, it is time for you this week to begin to concentrate on what matters most to you. In fact, that is one of the best ways to be productive. Keep your focus and attention on your life. A lot of what's going on in the world, we don't really have control over, but what you do have control over is what you focus on. So this is your time. Whatever's happening in the world, it's happening, it's going to happen. But you are still you. And here you are, getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. It's one of the most important things you can do for yourself today. So as you have gone through this series, you have had a challenge. Your challenge has been to choose an area of your life, or maybe even one goal, maybe something you've been wanting to do for a while. Maybe improve a relationship, improve your health, find a new job that feeds your soul. Whatever it may be something imminent or something long-term. This is your time to concentrate, to carve out some time for yourself, to concentrate exclusively on that. And it doesn't have to take so long. You could do this in 15 minutes, half an hour a day, maybe about the time you meditate each day. This is a beautiful way to start your day and to end your day with your sacred concentration time. As you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate today, I'll be guiding you using a technique to help you recall your passion, your zest for life. And many people consider your emotions to be harbored in certain areas of your body, especially in Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine, and it is referring to your chakras. These are areas where you tend to harbor memories, your passions, and all those emotions you process day in and day out. The area of the chakra we'll be focusing on is your abdominal area. This is referred to as your third chakra. You don't really have to think of this as a chakra, but there is a term for it that helps to really clarify what might be going on in your mind and body. In yoga and meditation, that is referred to as a chakra. So this area of your body, your abdominal area, this is where you often feel your excitement, your passion, and it's also where you process the food you intake in your body. It's where we often process our emotions. In fact, it's often referred to as our second brain. There's an element I encourage you to focus on, and that is the element of fire, your fuel, your passion. And your technique today has you remembering your passion. The color is yellow, a vibrant color. It's uplifting. It's the kind of passion that is a zest for life. It helps you get up out of bed in the morning. It makes you excited about life again. So settle yourself down and get ready to reignite your passion. When you consider your passion. It might have to do with what you're concentrating on this week. If you're just joining us, no worries. Think about something in your life that you wish you had a little more time to focus on. And think about what may be preventing you from focusing on this area of your life. Do you feel time constraints? Maybe you feel obligated to help others more than you help yourself. Maybe your schedule's extremely demanding and you think of following your passion as frivolous. Yet your passions can fuel the whole rest of your life. It can be the spark that ignites your commitment and determination in other areas of life. Think about what you could do today to begin to refuel this passion. Can you remember a time in your life when you were fully living out your passions? How did that feel? Who were you with? And what were you doing? Maybe you were alone. Imagine what it would be like each day to wake up excited about this passion. What would you do to focus and to concentrate on what matters most? Visualize a fire glowing in your abdominal area. The color yellow of the flame with each inhale grows brighter. As you inhale, mentally affirm, I honor myself. Feel what it is like to honor yourself again. With each exhale, let go of fear, tension, uncertainty, let it go. Fuel yourself with your passion. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations and a journal to help you concentrate and a guide on focus, you can join for 2 weeks free the Sip and Om meditation app. You are so worth slowing down for.